adobe church with giant wooden doors, held within its walls an array of Buddhist treasures. A golden statue of Maitreya, a future enlightened being, sits tall in the middle of an altar, draped in gold, red, blue, green, and yellow fabrics, a golden parasol hovering over him. Visitors are following a circular route among the ancient relics which are touring the U.S. as part of the Loving Kindness Tour.
Well, they're said to hold the spiritual attainments.
Amanda Russell is one of the relics keepers. She travels all over North America, exhibiting the sacred items, which include a set of small glass bowls with small piles of bead-like objects called ring cells. It is said that these ring cells are found among the ashes of the cremated bodies of great Buddhist masters, and that they encapsulate and embody their spiritual realizations.
You or I wouldn't have ring cells. We wouldn't be cremated, and you wouldn't find these little gems inside our ashes. These come from highly conscious beings. You can think of how a diamond is created. It's carbon when compressed. The same thing with these relics, except for it's coming from the conscious mind.
So what do these ring cells really look like, you might wonder?
You see, the sky relic offered by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, very round, pearl-like.
Yeah.
We see the blood relics, which are very round, tiny, 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 and have a faint red wine color to them.
And some look like, these little bits here look like stones, jewels, crystals. So many different forms.
That's Nova Cynthia Barker. She's from Dallas, but she lives in Santa Fe now. She practices Buddhism, and this is her third time viewing the relics. She just couldn't get enough.
So that's why I'm back. The light and the blessings. Yeah.
There seems to be a consensus among the relic goers. They're awestruck and speak of a sort of energy, light, or sometimes tingling that comes over them while viewing the relics. Is there any scientific explanation for the unusual sensations, you might ask? Dr. William Tiller and Dr. Nisha Manek, two researchers from Stanford University, have studied the space around these relics and how the space is changed by their presence. They used electrical devices to soak up and then measure the energy from the relics. They found the relics create the same kind of energy levels as well-known places of worship, like high cathedrals.
I've seen people who come here, many people who have been really inspired by being here.
Geshe Thipten Sherab is with a Tibetan Buddhist center in Santa Fe. He says he believes having the relics in any part of the world brings good energy for peace and inspires love and compassion in people.
When they have the blessing or when they see the relics, tears come and they just cry. It seems something has been touched.
After the U.S. tour ends in Palm Springs, California, the Loving Kindness Tour will head south for a tour of Mexico. For KUNM, I'm Natalia Jaques.